Soy Mario.
Indigenous peoples, brothers and sisters, I am Mario Agrada Araña Maria. The brother Mohawk Kihakao said in 1977, when I left the UN, they told me that we had been successful. But as a people, I think that this is not so. We continue to be oppressed the world over. But I had a dream. And that dream was the rope would be taken off me, and I would be able to show my children and my grandchildren how to be a people, how to be free in the Western Hemisphere. In this house, nobody speaks for those who do not have a voice, the beings of the natural world. No one speaks on behalf of my brother the fish, my brother the bird, because we are the same. We breathe the same air. We drink of the same water. We live in cycles. Spring, fall, winter, summer, and that's what we want to, and that's what maintains us. And if we do not understand that, we will not survive as a species. We, the indigenous peoples, we are such as the eagle and the condor with the two wings. If we do not have our two wings, we cannot be in movement. We cannot lift in flight. The WIPO and other bodies WIPO maintain a model on intellectual property and genetic resources, and that does not bear in mind that the majority of the biodiversity on the planet is to be found in our territories of the indigenous peoples, and that our plants, our seeds that we've domesticated, were robbed, and they are now being used to fatten the pockets of the pharmaceutical companies and the banking industry. This intellectual property is ancestral, and it is only thus that we are able to maintain the balance in life. The potato, tomato, corn, they have resolved the issue of European hunger and famine. Biotechnology now can be used to create foodstuffs that are rich in nutrients, eliminating toxic components. For this reason, we demand the elimination of all forms of seed patents and patents over natural resources. Now we seek equality. The keys to sustainable human life is to be found through our traditions and culture. Brothers of the seventh generation, no people have reached power, because a people means to be oppressed by power. A people cannot be defended by political interests. The Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples has been a starting point for us to undertake a dialogue with the states. However, the Declaration is only a foundation. It is only a pillar. It is not the foundation. It's not binding. I propose that in this room, the Declaration be lifted to the level of convention, which is binding, and which would allow for us to speak on equal footing with each and any state the world over. The Guarani grandmothers say the word and soul are one and the same. If I give you my word, I give you my soul. This is my word. This is me, my people, my roots, for the sovereignty of the indigenous people, for the sovereignty of our nature, for self-determination, and for the freedom and release of all political indigenous political prisoners. I thank you.